Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
New book coming in April 2024. Ted Obenauer, a retired executive consultant to Fortune 500 companies and a friend of Tipa's, is sharing his personal journey of living with Lewy body dementia, titled Moving Beyond Acceptance to Finding Purpose, Personalizing the Journey of Dementia. This book helps us shift our perspective on dementia and other unexpected life situations and is published in partnership with Tipa Snow's company, Positive Approach to Care. Stay tuned for more details.
Hello and welcome to Tipa Snow's Dementia Care Partners podcast. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, and joining me as usual is Tipa Snow. And Tipa, another week and another celebrity diagnosis. Person in question was diagnosed with Graves' disease in 2018, not overly familiar with that, and then dementia in 2023. Not sure if those two are related or simply luck of the draw, but what this has done is it's opened up another opportunity for discussion, maybe with your partner, maybe with your kids, maybe with a large group. You know, you do large groups, but, you know, opportunity to discuss.
Yeah, and I think when we get a celebrity involved in this, what ends up happening is everybody is like involved tangentially, if nothing else. I mean, off to the sides. Now, in answer to your question, you know, because me, Greg, I was like, well, you're curious, it sounds like, about Graves' disease and its relationship to dementia. So what that does is opens the avenue up. It's like, oh, Graves' disease. I think there's a lot of people out there that know nothing about Graves' disease. And it was either the last podcast or the one before that, I said, it turns out it's thyroid disease. Guess what? Graves' disease is thyroid disease. So guess what they were hoping it was when they did that first identification for this celebrity?
I don't know. You're going to surprise me. What was it?
It was her thyroid, and it's all Graves' disease. And see, once we fix the Graves' disease, spit spot, she's fixed. And so that's what
apparently
she hoped.
Not.
That's what her family hoped. It is sort of an autoimmune type disease. It's a disease that happens when your thyroid stops being as effective and it's not doing its job as well. And so you try to apply some synthetic fake thyroid hormone to see if you can kick it up a notch. And when you do, frequently, the symptoms sort of go away. However, it doesn't fix the thyroid and it doesn't fix what was going on. And it turns out that your risk for developing dementia is higher, but that's not necessarily what's going on here. And this is the tricky part. And so celebrities provide us with this very visible thing. Well, do they think they knew it was dementia before and they were just saying it was Graves' disease? And, you know, sort of like with Bruce Willis, did they really think it was an aphasia? And then it actually, as they did more work with it, the dementia developed, or it turned out it wasn't just aphasia. And I think the same is true here. It wasn't just thyroid disease. It turns out underneath the thyroid disease, other things were changing. Other brain functions were altering. Possibly other body systems were being impacted. And sure enough, it turns out after a couple years, it becomes obvious it isn't just the Graves' disease. Yes, we have that chronic health condition, but now on top of that, we have a changing brain that has something more significant going on. So, you know, she can't do her job anymore. She can't be the actress she was. And so, ow, she's lost her career because she can't do the skill set required because we have such a narrow view of what the skill set should be and who should be in those positions.
The term comorbidities, I just don't like the sound of it. It sounds very morbid, pardon me. But do a lot of these things hang out together? If I look at this, I should also be looking at that. Are there clues that we should be picking up on and maybe we're not?
Yeah. So, you know, like, are there things that we could notice and then go, ooh? And of course, that's typically what we'll say is, well, that increases your risk. I mean, so if you have hypertension that's poorly managed, So what does that mean, Greg? So if I say you have hypertension and it's poorly managed.
Means I'm failing to address a few things that are probably fairly obvious if somebody pointed them out to me.
Mm-hmm. And so what if I said, you know, when you have high blood pressure, it actually affects the tiny little vessels that do the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide and fuel and waste products and fluids. I mean, it's actually affecting those because the pressure is really high. And those are in your brain as well as in your kidneys, as well as in your heart, as well as in other places. Do you think if you have those kind of problems, you might have an increased risk for having problems in your brain and your kidneys and your heart?
Well, I kind of think so. You keep putting more fuel in the car, it's not going to run proper. So
yeah. So if with those continued problems, it tends to trigger some other abnormal chemical patterns, like what are called cascades in your brain, guess what you might develop? So you might have vascular where you're having little strokes or little blockages, or you might end up with Alzheimer's, or you might end up with frontal, or you might. So, you know, yeah, they're related. They're related, but you got to make your choices. As you said, life is terminal. Doesn't keep us from wanting to live it. So, you know, this is one of those things. It's like, is there other things you could have done? Why look back? Is it going to change where you are? So, you know, yeah. Now I have choices, though, because I'm not where she is. And if I have Graves' disease, what just happened for me? What do you think?
So how do we sort of get people to look at the big picture? Because as soon as you put the word, it used to be Alzheimer's, now dementia is equally as scary to people. You know, how do we get people over that hurdle of sort of, okay, there's a brick wall?
Life
doesn't end with the diagnosis, does it?
No, look, there's a door and you're going to have to walk through it and it's not locked. And frankly, you don't actually know what's on the other side. You think you do. You think it's all gloom and doom. As a matter of fact, go ahead, open it. Let me show you something. Go ahead, open it. I mean, I can't open it for you. You got to open it. But if you open the door and we look, it's like, oh, look, it's another day. I mean, a diagnosis is a label somebody identifies what you're living with, but it doesn't change how it happens unless you walk through that door and say, huh, so this is my new life. Hey, this is the new house. This is the new room I'm in. What can I do to make it comfortable? What can I do to make it work well for me? And it's like, well, there's lots of things you could do, particularly if we do this fairly early. I have lots more choices about what I can choose and what I cannot choose. As long as somebody's not over there controlling my life when we say, oh, she may be having changes that might be indicative of dementia. Oh, well, then we're going to put a stop to all this. Well, that's a very different attitude. And that's concerning for those of us in the field that some people go on a power trip and they start saying, well, she can't be driving. Well, she can't be managing her money. She can't be. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Perhaps we should assess where she is and not assume before we start making judgment calls about someone's capacity simply because they got curious about what was happening for them. Because the front end of this thing is super uneven.
So I don't know if you're up for this or not, but can we get some TIPA in a bottle and we can just sort of, you know, send you to all the houses? I don't think that's going to work. It's an idea that needs some modification, but you're busy. You're out on the road. You're traveling to various countries. I've got a problem. What can I do? Can I phone somebody? Can I Zoom somebody? Can I join a group? How do I get the information I need?
Any of those three, all of those three, depending on what you need. Come to our website or call our number or do an email or come on one of our social media and click the link. Because the reason we do what we do is not to take your money and make you accountable. It's basically to answer questions, to try to put you in a space where you can start to figure things out. It's to hook you up with resources that you might not know about. It's to offer you some alternatives or some places and spaces where you can sort of go, oh, huh, okay. Can I talk to somebody? Absolutely. Can I read about it? Yep. Can I listen to it? Well, that's what you're doing now. Or could it be that I get a chance to explore? And it's like, yeah, we love that. Let's try it.
Deepa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information, go to teepasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Teepa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.teepasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.